Dunlay was the longtime director of Hunger Action Network, a lobby group that advocates for services for the poor. He now works for the environmental group 350.org, and he says if he were controller, he would immediately divest the state's pension fund of all investments in fossil fuel companies.
I think it's morally wrong that we seek to profit from the destruction of the planet by keeping $6 to $11 billion in fossil fuel companies.
The state controller is the sole trustee of the state's more than $200 billion pension fund, the largest in the nation, and is responsible for keeping it solvent and ensuring that the state's over 1 million retirees get their monthly checks. Dunlay says he is potentially a beneficiary of the fund. That's because his wife, former EPA Administrator Judith Enck, worked for state government under former Governor Elliot Spitzer. He says he doesn't think divesting of fossil fuel investments would harm retirees' accounts. He says it might even strengthen the fund.
Fossil fuel companies are no longer making the money they used to make. So, say, 5 years ago that made sense, or 10 years ago. That, you know, for the last 5 years, the fossil fuel sector has been the worst performing sector of the stock market. And when the world leaders in Paris said that the era of fossil fuels is over with, now whether that's going to be 5 years, 15 years, or 30 years, it's not a long-term business plan if the world has said we're not using your product any longer.
The current controller, Tom DiNapoli, has said he prefers for now to work within the system to encourage changes in behavior of the fossil fuel companies. Last December, DiNapoli and others pressured ExxonMobil to agree to analyze how the Paris Agreement goals to reduce global warming might affect its business. DiNapoli said at the time that investors have the power to hold corporations accountable and to compel them to address climate concerns. The controller, who is running for re-election, spoke about the issue in May of 2017.
The divestment movement, I think, is too simple a way to try to attack a very complex problem. To think that if we sell all our shares in Exxon, that either Exxon is going to go out of business or suddenly, you know, change their view on some of these issues, I think, isn't realistic. Better that we have a seat at the table as a shareholder.
President Trump pulled out of the Paris Accord, but New York and several other states continue to adhere to the goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Dunlay was formerly on the board in his hometown of Postenkill. He says though he's a member of the Green Party, he considers himself a fiscal conservative, and he says he never voted to raise taxes. In fact, during his tenure, he says, the local taxes went down.
25, 30 years ago, I sued the New York State Legislature the first time they gave themselves a pay raise in a lame duck session. I did not like wasting tax dollars, and I don't think the controller's been aggressive enough trying to crack down on corruption.
He says companies that donate large sums to political campaigns and also receive state contracts deserve greater scrutiny. Dunlay says if he were the controller, he would be harder on the state budgets approved by the governor and the legislature and try to force them to adhere to a court order to fully fund schools. But he says in the end, his campaign is really about climate change.
I want to win divestment. And so if, in fact, Tom agrees to divest the state pension funds from fossil fuels, that will be a victory.
There is also a Republican candidate in the race, investment banker Jonathan Trichter. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.